Welcome back, everyone. Today is Wednesday, November the 2nd, 2022. I'm Ryan Hill.
I'm John Galantis.
And you're listening to Clearview Today with Dr. Abhidhan Shah, the daily show that engages mind and heart for the gospel of Jesus Christ. You can find us online at clearviewtodayshow.com. Or if you have a question for Dr. Shah or anything you'd like to write in and suggest that we talk about, send us a text at 252-582-5028. You can also email us at contact@clearviewtodayshow.com. You can follow Dr. Shah online on his website, abhidhanshah.com. And you can support us financially at clearviewtodayshow.com. You'll find a link there to give. And every donation that you make goes not only to supporting this show, but to supporting countless other opportunities for sending out the gospel of Jesus Christ.
That's right.
We treasure this partnership with you all. And we are so thankful for the gifts that we have already received. We're so thankful for those partners who have stepped up and said, hey, we love what you're doing. We want to be a part of it. Right. Not just consume the media, but we want to help get this message out because that's what this is.
I think that's a huge thing that you just mentioned is that we're not just consumers. You know, we can be consumers in other ways. Like when we go home, look at TV, look at movies, you know, play video games, whatever, we're consuming. That's just for us. Mm-hmm. This Christian media especially, and especially this platform that we're using, is not just for your consumption. It is to help benefit you and to help benefit, you know, all the people listening, but it's also for you to take this message and spread it. You know, that's what Jesus called us to do. He didn't want us just to get, you know, all this spiritual fulfillment and then just keep it to ourselves.
Right.
What do you say? You're the light.
You're the light.
What is the one where he said you don't put the lamp under the basket?
Right. No one lights a lamp and puts it under a basket.
That's it. I tripped a little on my, on my, delivery there, but. Hey, that's what it is.
That's right. Absolutely. And we want to remind you before the show starts about the upcoming elections on November the 8th. You've heard us talk about this, and we're going to keep reminding you because it is so important to get out there and vote. We want to keep this conversation going until election day just to remind you, encourage you, go vote your convictions, vote biblical values. If you have any questions about who is running for what, we would love to be able to offer some resources for you. You can send us a text, 252-582-5028, or you can email us at contact@clearviewtodayshow.com.
And today's the second, right?
Yes.
So I think for the next, 6 days, all of our discussions are going to be tailored around kind of that political realm, just to kind of keep the discussion alive and just keep you guys understanding that this is your civic duty. This is something that as Christians, we are called to do. This is not something that we want to just, it's not just fun conversation. This is something that we expect you guys to go and do something about it. So that's why from now until the 8th, all of our conversations, all of our discussions are kind of tailored for this particular topic.
That's right. And we want to be a resource for you. So reach out to us any way that you can. Lots of ways to contact us. Follow us on Instagram. Follow us on Facebook. You can find Clearview Today Show there. We want to be a resource for you to the upcoming elections.
Right.
John, how are you doing today, my friend?
Fine.
Okay.
That's it.
That's it.
We always ask about me. How are you?
I'm okay. I feel like I'm still kind of, you know, in recovery mode. We had the fall retreat not long ago with our student ministry here. So
pretend like I don't know what that is. What is the fall retreat?
Okay. So the fall retreat is like,
cause I actually don't. No, I'm just kidding.
It's a mini like weekend getaway for our students in 6th through 12th grade here at the church.
Okay.
So we have host homes set up. People step up and volunteer their homes to open it up to, you know, a small group of teenagers and an adult leader. They go and stay in host homes for the weekend. We've got a service project Saturday morning. And then actually this past Saturday, we went to Defy Gravity on Saturday night.
Nice. So
big trampoline park, went there, jumped around, had a good time. And the whole weekend was themed around learning what it means to be set free.
Yeah. That's awesome.
So it was a lot of fun. We had, almost 40 teenagers there. So it was a great weekend.
40?
Yeah.
40 teenagers at Defy Gravity. Did you rent the whole place?
No, but we probably should have.
Wow.
We were a big crowd. You saw their eyes when we walked in the door. They were kind of like,
oh no. It's like Armageddon walking through the door.
We're going to bring Dr. Shah in just a few minutes for today's episode topic. Yesterday we talked about, you know, this issue of homosexuality.
Right.
Today we're continuing that discussion on sexuality and gender issues, but today we're specifically talking about transgenderism.
Yeah.
You know, we want to be sensitive when we're talking about this stuff. We want to be compassionate when we're talking about this stuff, but we've got to bring an element of truth here. We've got to stand on what God's word says as truth.
Well, God's word is beautiful in that way because it is compassionate and it is full of mercy and it's full of second chances and it's full of forgiveness and healing, but it's never that's never apart from truth.
Right.
And that truth has to be confronted first, and then mercy and compassion always comes alongside. But to have one without the other, it never works. And I think that's the beautiful thing about God.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. We're going to bring Dr. Shah into the studio in just a few minutes to dive into this discussion. If, like we said yesterday, I know that people's minds are firing. Maybe you are, this issue is hitting a little closer to home for you.
Yeah.
Maybe you know someone or have a loved one who's struggling with this. Send us those questions or issues you'd like for us to talk about at 252-582-5028. Or again, you can email us at contact@clearviewtodayshow.com.
I like, before you, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I did want to say this. I like that you said that. And here's why I like it. Because I think for us, I know personally for me, I don't have anyone in my life immediately that struggles with this issue. Mm-hmm. So it's easy to talk about it.
Right.
For others who are struggling with this, it's not as easy. Mm-hmm. So I do like that you prefaced it with that. And I thank you for doing that, because it is important, I think, for us to understand, like, okay, I'm not immediately struggling with this. So the things that we say, we do want to be careful, and we want to say it correctly. We want to say it and make sure it's coming from a biblical foundation, not just our opinions.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
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 So we're going to go grab Dr. Shah, and we'll be back in just a few minutes.
If you haven't already, be sure to check out Dr. Shah's book, Changing the Goalpost of New Testament Textual Criticism. Before the 1960s, the goal of New Testament textual criticism was singular, to retrieve the original text of the New Testament. Since then, the goalpost has incrementally shifted away from the original text to retrieving any text or many texts of the New Testament. Some scholars have even concluded that the original text is hopelessly lost and cannot be retrieved with any confidence or accuracy. If that's the case, how can we claim that the Bible is inerrant? To answer these questions, make sure you order a copy of Dr. Shah's book. That title again is Changing the Goalpost of New Testament Textual Criticism. You can pick up your copy on Amazon right now and let us know how it's helped you by emailing us at info@clearviewbc.org. You can also support our ministry here at Clearview by visiting us at clearviewbc.org/give. Thanks for listening. Now back to the show.
Welcome back to Clearview Today with Dr. Abadan Shah, the show that engages the mind and heart for the gospel of Jesus Christ. You can visit us online at clearviewtodayshow.com or send us a text at 252-582-5028. And before we start the discussion for today, we got a lot of responses from yesterday's episode about bringing in Dr. Shah's message on homosexuality. And in that same vein, in that same series, he also preached another message on transgenderism, because while those issues are linked, they are separate issues. They are unique in how we approach them and how we think about them. So we're going to do the same thing we did yesterday. We're going to play for you a portion of a message Dr. Shah preached related on this issue of transgenderism. And again, like we said yesterday, if you would like to hear the entire message, you can always find all of our past messages, all of Dr. Shah's past messages on our website, clearviewbc.org. All of his past sermons are there. Feel free to go check them out, listen to them, watch them, share them with your loved ones. You can also find all of his sermon notes, his manuscripts on his blog at abadanshah.com. Let's listen into that message.
Our society and our culture are increasingly trying to neutralize gender identities. Increasingly trying to, just the way Ryan mentioned, by the way, he designed this so cleverly that there's no distinction, devoid of all color. There is no male, there's no female, and now we're headed to this neutrality. But both scripturally and scientifically, transgenderism is unnatural, inappropriate, and sinful, just like homosexuality. We are to be compassionate towards those who are struggling with gender dysphoria. But at the same time, we are also to stand firm in our conviction of biblical gender distinctions. And I want you to hear very carefully. Compassion without the gospel of Jesus Christ is collaboration. Now the blood is on your hands as well. Compassion is great. But the compassion that does not bring Jesus Christ, that leaves Jesus out, and it's only about, I love you and I'm there for you. And I know the church and people there are judgmental and hypocrites, but that's not me. You are from the pit of hell. And the gospel of Jesus Christ is not in you. So compassion, great, we need it. but you better bring the gospel very quickly.
You know, if I could take a line from that clip, mm-hmm. compassion without the gospel of Jesus Christ mm-hmm. is collaboration.
Absolutely.
Now, I'm not a bumper sticker guy, but I would put that on every car. I would put that on every
Clearview
shirt.
Today bumper stickers. Compassion. On sale now at Clearview Today Show.
Without the gospel of Jesus Christ is collaboration. I love that point mm-hmm. because sometimes I feel like we err on the side of an overabundance of what we determine as mercy.
Yeah.
Like we just throw compassion, just dump compassion on people. Love, 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 love. And we forget that there is a truth to be maintained. There's a truth to be upheld.
Right.
It's God's truth.
Well, I appreciate that language from you and from you, because I think both of those sermons, the one we listened to yesterday, mm-hmm. and by the way, if you guys didn't go listen to the full sermon or this full sermon, make yes. sure that you do. We'll leave the links in the show notes of this podcast, and we'll put it, where else do we leave our links? We leave them. Is that really just the show notes?
That's really just the show notes. And we can. I'll go and let you know if you're listening on the radio. Mm-hmm. It is recreated part one and two.
Yeah.
And those sermons are available on our church website, clearviewbc.org. You can find every past sermon of Dr. Right. Shaw's there, as well as Dr. Shaw's blog, abadonshaw.com. All of the notes from his sermon are there. The entire manuscript is there. Go back and read that, because it is so vital to not only what we're talking about today, but to our culture today.
Right. And if you're joining us for the first time, by the way, Dr. Abadon Shaw, he's a PhD in New Testament textual criticism, professor at Carolina University, author, full-time pastor, and the host of today's show. But what I was saying was, I loved that sermon and the sermon that we listened to yesterday
yeah.
because there is such truth mm-hmm. and it's not truth to hurt people. It's truth that comes, it's truth and mercy put together.
Right.
And that's really the only place that godly truth comes from.
Absolutely. And I will emphasize that in this episode as well, that when we talk about homosexuality being a sin mm-hmm. or this whole gender identity debate being contrary to the word of God, it is not coming from a Bible-thumping place
right.
mm-hmm. or like in your face. And in fact, I don't even make jokes about it mm-hmm. in my message, because they are insulting to people.
Right.
So I will never do that. But at the same time, to then say, I endorse you or I celebrate your lifestyle, no, I don't have to do that.
Right.
And that's something I appreciate so much about these two messages, especially, is that you brought such an element of, and these messages are back from 2021, I believe.
That's right.
But you brought such an element of both truth and mercy and holding those in balance with one another.
Yes.
It's so vital, because oftentimes we err on one side or the other. We lean too far one direction or the other.
We don't do anybody any good if we kind of swing with that pendulum on one extreme or the other.
Right. Mm-hmm.
One extreme is to just be loud and obnoxious
right.
and make fun of people and those kind of things. And yes, there are people who do that, but I think sometimes we hear, oh, there are a lot of people like that. That's not true.
Right.
It's very hard to find people who will be like that. Of course, there are people who are hateful and mean and those kind of things. I'll never downplay that or ever say that's okay, because it's not. It's wrong. It's mm-hmm. evil to be hateful and mean to people, no matter what their lifestyle mm-hmm. or what their choice. But at the same time, the other extreme, which is, oh, we're just going to go along with you. We just love you. And, you know, Jesus just called us to love, and that's all we're going to do. That is a huge disservice
right.
on the same level as making fun of people or belittling them or talking hatefully towards them. It's on the same level.
Mm-hmm. Right.
In my book, it's on the same level, because now going along with it, you are dishonoring your Savior, Jesus Christ.
That's exactly right.
And you are disobeying the word of God. You're not helping anybody with that.
Right. It seems to me that, like I said, and I said this in the last episode, but it seems that the conversation has switched. It doesn't even seem, it's pretty obvious to anyone listening to the conversation over the past few years, maybe even over the past decade, that the conversation has switched from tolerance to acceptance to now even celebration, that you yeah. have to accept it. You have to celebrate that this is who I am. And not only on the homosexuality front, but really even this gender dysphoria, this transgender mm-hmm. movement that's coming out. It's that you're this brave individual who's standing up against the establishment. You're fighting the patriarchy or the religious elite or whatever. And now it almost seems that Christians and people in church are saying, you know what, this is the way the culture is going. I have to jump on board with it. Otherwise, I'm going to be, thought less of, judged? I'm not sure what the...
Irrelevant.
Yeah, I guess.
And I think at the heart of it is fear.
Yeah.
Those who are trying to be relevant versus those who are just not saying anything. In both cases, at the heart of it is fear.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's a fear of acceptance or lack of it, or fear of some kind of repercussions, it's always fear.
Yeah.
And if that's the case, then at least those in ministry, I would say, find something else to do.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's true.
Because you're no longer standing for the truth of God.
100% agree.
And of course, once again, for those who may have just jumped in, it's truth with compassion.
Exactly. Right. Exactly. There has to be compassion. And but at the same time, like you said in the beginning, compassion means nothing if there's no truth, because we're both selling ourselves out together.
Yeah. That's right.
You know, I'm lowering myself down to your level. You know, I think one of the things that I really appreciate you, Dr. Shah, is that there is this realness. And it's not a realness like that, like you said, like that brash, obnoxious, you know, transgender, yeah. You know, Adam wasn't made for Eve and Steve and all that stuff.
Yeah.
There's never any of that, because these are real people.
Right.
And I know mm-hmm. that in your mind and even the way that it comes out in the sermons, these are people who are struggling.
Right.
I don't think anybody, well, no, maybe not anybody, but this is a struggle, and this is a real thing that's going on. And so our goal is to bring the gospel of Jesus Christ to those people.
Right.
Right.
And the greatest act of love is showing dignity to people.
Amen.
And I would go one step further. If you really want to show dignity to people, then see if you can take them to heaven with you.
Ooh.
Wow.
Right?
Man.
We need to put that on. That needs to be your bumper sticker right there. Yeah.
So we have the same mentality when we are reaching people in the community, whether they are homeless or people living in rough situations or rough lifestyles or lifestyles contrary to the word of God. If you truly want to show them dignity, then think about them not being in heaven.
Yeah. Mm.
And I know that sounds simplistic, but it is the truth.
Yeah.
I see people that way, or I try to see people that way. I want this person to be in heaven. Forget about what they're wearing right now. Forget about how they're acting. Forget about their lifestyle or whatever they're on mm-hmm. or smoking.
Yeah.
I want to see that person in heaven.
Yeah.
Now there's dignity, which means now I'm going to do whatever I can to share the gospel. And just for those who are wondering, when it comes to sharing the gospel, I don't begin with, are you a homosexual?
Right. Right.
Are you struggling mm-hmm. with gender dysphoria? No, of course not. We begin with, hey, have you ever given your heart to Jesus Christ?
Amen.
Do you know what he can mm-hmm. do for you? Have you ever prayed? Mm-hmm. Do you have a church? These are places where we begin and to share the gospel. So I hope everybody knows.
Right.
Our gospel presentation doesn't begin with hateful words.
Right.
Absolutely.
I mean, it doesn't begin with any specific sin.
Right.
It never does.
No.
I've never heard any, you know, I've never heard any gospel presentation that goes, are you a liar? Are you a cheat?
Are you struggling
a fraud?
With greed?
Yeah.
Here's the answer to that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just, I mean, maybe some of those cheesy fake $20 bills from
the tracks.
They
don't work.
They don't work.
This is a rabbit trail, but I used to wait tables before starting here at Clearview.
I know.
I got a couple of those as a waiter. Huge.
Was it like a $100 bill that said, are you disappointed?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, don't be. The gospel
and then
of Jesus Christ.
The worst part about that was they still didn't leave a tip.
Oh.
That was the tip.
That was their tip.
That was the worst part.
And then they justified
that's a sidebar.
Hey, listen, eternal salvation is worth way more than my money, so I'll keep that in my pocket.
That's a sidebar for me.
Yeah.
But I did like in yesterday's episode that you read that passage from Genesis where it said God created man and woman in his own image, because those roles are very specific.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
And so also when you go into the New Testament, 1 Corinthians 11:3, Paul says, but I want you to know that the head of every man is Christ.
Mm-hmm.
The head of woman is man. Not every woman is man.
Right, right.
Right? Or every woman is every man. But the head of woman is man, her husband, and the head of Christ is God. Now, again, we don't want to get into all those issues because we get into the complementarian, egalitarian, all those issues. We're not talking about that. That may be a topic for another
episode.
I believe God has called a man to lead.
Right.
Right?
Right.
So having said that, in this situation, when we say gender doesn't matter, we are either negating or neutralizing the differences. And in the process, we are negating or neutralizing the Trinity.
Right. Mm. 100% agree.
Right. Right. I mean, that's what it says right here. Let me read that again. The head of every man is Christ. The head of woman is man. The head of Christ is God. So the two persons of the Trinity are mentioned. Holy Spirit is not, because in this particular verse, that was not that was not brought up,
right?
Not necessary. But if you take that and apply it to the whole gender dysphoria or gender identity issues, we are trying to neutralize or even trying to negate the Trinity.
Yeah.
You said something in yesterday's episode that really hit me because I had never considered it in those terms before. But it's not even, and yesterday we talked about homosexuality. Today we're talking about transgenderism. But
two different subjects,
but related in the sense that they are sexual sin and it is related to our view of God.
Yes.
And you said yesterday, it's not just saying, God, you made a mistake, but God, you are a mistake.
Yeah, yes. That was powerful.
Yes.
And that changes the way that we approach this. Mm-hmm. That changes the stakes that are on the line here, because this isn't just what I believe about, you know, how we were created or, you know, what gender identity is. This is affecting my very view of God.
Now take it to the Ten Commandments. You know, mm-hmm. when it talks about do not make any image, we immediately go to the idols,
right?
And that's true. We need to go to the idols. But it was not always just about the idols. It was also about the distortions of the truth of who God is, the mm-hmm. identity of God. So our identity is tied to his identity. When we begin to distort our identity, in a sense, we're saying the original is a mistake. Because yeah. we're made in the image of God.
Right. Mm-hmm.
He is the original. We are the image, right? So we're saying, hey, you up there, we don't believe you're accurate.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Right. Now God takes that very seriously enough to put it in the Ten Commandments.
Exactly.
Right up on top.
And that's I think, one of those logical fallacies that people, you know, like to throw out is that, well, it's I'm not hurting you. I'm not hurting anybody by claiming that I'm a woman. I'm not asking you to date me or to whatever. This is who I am inside. And so you have no right to infringe on that. But it doesn't, it's not just between you and I. It is a reflection of God and
right.
who God is and what you think of God.
And in a sense, I'm okay with that because that's the freedom of living in this great nation that
right.
you can do that.
Right.
Right. So, and I know some people may say, well, wait, that's part of the freedom as mm-hmm. long as you're not hurting somebody. But what has happened in America in the past few decades, it has gone from being a freedom uh-huh. to now being for you to even think this is not right is hate speech.
Yeah.
Mm. Or for you to say anything. Or yeah. if you do not celebrate this, then you must be a bigot.
That's true.
Or you must be a hateful person. Mm-hmm. And that's not true at all.
Yeah. No. What this is, you know, near and dear to my heart. A lot of times people focus on teenagers who are struggling with this.
Right.
In that, you know, 12 to 19 year old age range. How do we address transgenderism in our teens, specifically related to like this high suicide rate?
Right.
How do we approach that? What healing and hope can we bring, especially in that teenage age range?
Right. Well, to start with, let's talk about in the past few years, ever since the coming of the smartphones, mm-hmm. right? Where you have a master computer in your palms.
Right.
Kids are getting hammered or inundated with sexually charged images, sexually explicit language. And I would go further along and talk about the pornography that is coming mm-hmm. through that. And it is impacting children very, very young, at
right.
a very young age. Mm-hmm. And so, parents, you have to be careful what your kids are looking at, what they are watching. Mm-hmm. You have to be tough with them about it. When I say tough means don't compromise and say, oh, that's okay, that's all right, okay, I'm going to keep the phone till this evening and you can have it tomorrow. No, you lost that phone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we'll decide when you're going to get that back.
Right.
Well, then how am I going to know how to communicate? Well, we'll find a way, the old-fashioned way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know.
So, send some smoke signals or something.
That's
yeah.
right.
Yeah.
So the whole point is this. The kids are getting assaulted by all these ideologies. Mm-hmm. And they are not innocent. They're not harmless. They are making a difference. For bad
yeah.
mm-hmm. in their minds. I've had parents of kids 6, 7, 8 years old
yeah.
now asking that question. I'm not sure if I'm a boy or a girl. Mm. And parents ask me, what do I do? I say, well, you need to, for one, stop all your other excursions where you're running off here or there, having a good time. It's time to make your children your priority.
Exactly.
which means not that you get angry with them or mad at them or call them names. No, of course not. How about you start with showing them love, compassion, spending time with them, get them in a Bible-believing church, help them see the beauty of being a boy if they're a boy, the beauty of being a girl if they're a girl. Help them.
Yeah.
Make that a priority. Learn about it. Go talk to your pastor who understands these things. Mm-hmm. Go talk to people who are mature in the faith. Go get educated so you can help your children get back on track.
Yeah.
That's what you have to do.
And I love that you said that, because especially in response to that point, because that's typically what you hear, is that it's somehow on us. It's somehow on Christians or people who are denying that a boy is a girl or a girl is a boy. It's that's the reason that kids are so messed up. Mm-hmm. Could it be that they're getting so swamped by all this information, this misinformation, that they don't know how to think anymore, especially because you've put it in their minds at such a young age that you might be a boy, you might be a girl. We don't really know. Mommy mm-hmm. doesn't know. Daddy doesn't know. The pastor doesn't know. But now that's what I'm saying. Could it be that that's why they're struggling so much, and not because someone is telling them, hey, you're not what you think you are?
Right. Yeah. I mean, they need an adult in their life mm-hmm. they can trust
right.
to speak. Not boisterously or hatefully or pejoratively, but kindly, compassionately, and yet firmly, confidently say it. This is who you are. Mm-hmm. This is how God has made us, which means you turn off that silly game
yeah.
that you're watching. It's not going to make a difference in eternity, and spend some time with your kids.
Right.
Maybe, you know, not go on that all-day golf trip.
Right.
I'm being drastic here, but hey, listen, there's a priority in your life.
Exactly.
Absolutely. Let's
exactly.
take that priority.
Absolutely. And it starts young. Don't wait till there's an issue in the teenage years. Don't wait till everything seems like it's falling apart. Begin, I mean, wherever you are as a parent, begin now.
Right.
Now's the time.
Because if you don't, the world will do it for you.
100%.
100%.
Absolutely. If you enjoyed today's topic or you have suggestions for future episodes, let us know by sending us a text at 252-582-5028. And you can also email us at contact@clearviewtodayshow.com. Be sure to visit that website, clearviewtodayshow.com, because there's an opportunity for you to support financially. And support isn't even the right word. Partner is the better right. word. Partner with us. Become a team member with us in reaching people for the gospel, getting this content out there, especially like today's episode.
Yeah. It needs to be out there.
Content, I mean, that affects your daily life, that affects the way that you vote, that affects the way that you believe. You can help us get that message out there. We want you to partner with us in that.
And we're very grateful for all of you who want to and who have already been doing so. Like I said yesterday, we're only 8 episodes in, but the amount of support and the amount of charity is not even the right word, just the amount of buy-in that we've seen from our listeners is very, very encouraging. So thank you mm-hmm. for giving. Thank you for supporting. I know we want to end on something practical. I think you have last minute advice today, my friend.
I do, yes. So mine is, it's going to be brief today, but I'm a musical guy. So mm-hmm. a lot of people recommend listening to music when you are studying or when you're trying to focus, but I will always default to like humming along or singing along, or that song will get stuck in my head and I'm distracted from what I'm doing.
Right.
So what I've found is helpful for me is listening to instrumental music.
I was going to say the same thing. Yeah.
Where there are no words.
Yeah.
It's not even like the instrumental of a song that you know. For me, it's acoustic guitar. I love acoustic guitar. I love the sound of it. It just helps me kind of focus, get in that headspace, but I can't sing along because there are no words.
Lo-fi. Lo-fi. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know what it is, but I've fallen so in love with lo-fi music.
I do like lo-fi.
Yeah. If you don't know what lo-fi is, it's hard to explain, but just kind of Google it. It's those like kind of beats that's just real mellow.
Synthy beats.
Real synthy.
Yeah.
But if you go look at all of our Clearview videos over the past maybe 6 months, mm-hmm. it's all lo-fi music.
Yeah.
All of Dr. Shaw's lectures, all of our announcements, all of our like sermon stream intros, it's all lo-fi, and it's so nice.
That's my advice.
All right, well,
we love you guys. We'll see you tomorrow on Clearview Today.